We're looking at the story of Moses today in Exodus chapter 3, beginning in verse 5. And God is speaking. Then he said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover," he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Picture the scene in our passage for today. God has called Moses from the burning bush. But as Moses approaches, he has to warn him, "Don't get too close." It's a remarkable thing if you think about it. On the one hand, God wants Moses to come close, but on the other hand, he has to keep him at a distance because Moses is a sinner. In fact, as Moses realizes what's happening, that he's approaching the very presence of God, he suddenly becomes afraid. Now, try to imagine the pain that creates in the heart of God as he longs to be with his people and yet has to hold them at arm's length. Usually, we're pretty good at looking at the sin problem from our own perspective, understanding the pain we have to suffer because of our separation from God. But it's not very often that we stop to think about the consequences God himself has to suffer because of our rebellion. When you listen to the words of Jesus, you can hear the pain in the heart of the Creator, especially in that prayer over in John 17 where Jesus speaks to his Father. "Father," he says, "I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am." It's the greatest desire in the heart of God, to be reunited with his family. And right now at this moment, it's our rebellion and sinful hearts that keep him from being able to simply take us home. It reminds me of those little visitation rooms in a maximum security prison where family members have to visit with an inmate through a thick pane of glass. Wives can push their hands up against the glass, longing to be with their husbands, and the husband can push his hand up against the other side of the glass, almost as if they were holding hands. Their hearts ache to be reunited. For the time being, they have to make do with the pane of glass that's less than an inch thick, but sometimes feels like it separates them by 100 miles. Of course, I can't put myself in God's place, not even for a second, and I'm guessing we can't even come close to understanding the kind of heartache our rebellion has caused him. But here in this story, we can see it, even for just a second. God calls to Moses and then has to put limits on just how close Moses can come. And right now, God calls your name too. And even though you can't come as close as you'd like, even though there are moments in this life when God can seem like he's 100 miles away, the story of Moses proves that's not true. God was hatching a plan to bring his people into the promised land where they would live with his presence right among them. And you can count on the very same thing. As God calls you, he doesn't do it simply for the fun of it. He has a plan to bring you all the way home. And that's why knowing about the ache God has in his heart for you right now and trusting that he has your best possible future in mind is just a better way to live.